Hi everyone, and welcome back to Sticky Subjects with Tampa Technologies. So we are beginning season 3, episode 1, and you have me, Harriet.
And me, Beth.
And today our first episode is all about agriculture. So what we've done since the end of season 2 is completely refresh our new website. So I don't know if you've seen it, but you need to go on it now, and it's tampatech.com. And basically, when you go on the homepage, just have a quick scroll down and click on select industries. And we're going to be working through the industries methodically to give you guys a bit more of an insight into the products and solutions that we recommend to try and make it easier to drive some new business in a more fun way. I think that's the idea.
So surprisingly, we'll start with agriculture then.
Yeah. A to Z, yeah. Brilliant. So, I think basically what we've done on the website is focus on solutions for each application or industry, and then we've got like 3 or 4 recommended applications per industry.
Specific products have been designed for that industry.
Yeah,
the products exist and are across the whole of our range.
Yeah,
but we've allocated them to particular problems and challenges that people within that sector have highlighted.
Yeah,
so for example, you've got product sampling,
yeah,
biosecurity, and the traditional shipping and logistics.
Yeah, and hopefully when you work through the website, you'll see a pattern where, okay, we have some sort of grain sampling, for example, counterfeit fertilizers and seeds, which we'll talk through the solutions. But then we go into genuine products and then pallet security. And really every industry links back to those solutions. So when you get confident with them, you'll have quite a solid foundation of those specific products.
Yeah.
And really the whole idea is now you don't need to focus on the technical side of it. That's our job. You can focus on the fun side of it and the in-application, problem solving.
Yeah, I mean, the applications have been selected for industry specific, which we know there is a need and a challenge.
Yeah.
But also in some cases, it's because people have got a specific interest.
Yeah.
So if you, as an individual, are a farmer or come from that sort of background, you're going to have an empathy and an understanding and an enthusiasm for that
totally.
Sector.
Yeah, and I think definitely when you have an interest in a topic, you'll put more effort into
absolutely
doing something about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically how it works on the webpage, if you go into industry and then into agriculture, it would be great if you get it open while you listen to this, because you'll be able to work through as we talk through it and see the visuals to sort of match.
Yeah.
Basically. But the first section of the page is all about, I say, some scary numbers of the industry, and they're all from reputable sources. If it doesn't say in the text, which most of them do, then just drop us an email and ask if you're interested. But I mean, some of the numbers are scary, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, here we've got $500 million worth of counterfeit and unauthorized access or tampering if equipment security just in the agriculture industry
it's
alone.
It's such expensive kit that they have in that sector as well.
Amazing. Yeah.
And they leave it out.
Yeah.
it's all out and about. And so it's more vulnerable than ever. And these places are remote.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're big sites. And
less cameras.
Exactly. Yeah. So they have a whole separate set of issues that it's useful for people to be able to use something simple like a tamper-evident label to support.
Yeah, because I think obviously the agriculture industry concept, let's say, originally came from grain sampling, which is where we start with the products.
Yeah.
And then when we started looking into it, you actually see, okay, yes, we've got grain sampling, we've also got biosecurity, we've also got like your equipment.
Yeah.
And then we've got shipping pallets of fertilizers and different materials. And then actually you can then go straight into OEM and your genuine parts for your tractors and combines, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot more to the agricultural industry than perhaps what you'd
absolutely
think.
I mean, the genuine parts thing is fascinating as well, because you think about them for aircraft. Like life-saving stuff. But it's if people have accidents with equipment on farms, it's one of the most dangerous industries to be in.
I think it's the most dangerous industry in the world.
Because people are on their own in the middle of nowhere. And if their equipment is failed because they put a part in that isn't genuine, they're not going to know that.
No.
So with a tamper-evident label on a box, it's a very simple solution to literally saving a life.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a really important point because, okay, yes, at the end of the day, it's a label or tape, but it's not just that. And this is a message that through season three will be repeated many times. It's a solution, it's a smart solution to a big problem. And it's really important that we're not comparing these products to a sticker or even a non-customized tamper evidence.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is that we're providing unique security and it can't be copied. So fundamentally, we tick the security box, we protect you, that's our job.
Yeah.
That's expected. But what else do we do?
Yeah.
How do we then provide value? Okay, we cut the losses, we stop the counterfeit, but then how can we drive more sales, increase profits?
Well, that's the bit
confidence.
I really like. It's that interactive with the customer immediately, especially for warranties for products and stuff. To have your genuine parts, going back to that one, you just scan it with your phone and you've basically registered your part, warranty. I'm rubbish at warranties.
Yeah,
so
me too.
It's really good to be able to just do that. And then the customer, the end user, has got the opportunity to contact straight away to the manufacturer, who now knows where their parts are.
Yeah, I mean, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And usually people will be saying, okay, well, this the job of this product is to secure the item, and then the job of another label or
a
sticker,
piece of paper,
is the warranty.
Well,
why don't we integrate it? And at the same time, we can put a message to the customer saying we're protecting you.
Yeah.
And then we, what we're doing then is talking about, okay, the brand as a whole look after their customers, and that gives you a feel good factor.
Absolutely.
When we have a feel good factor, we'll go and do
and
more business.
Personalised. It makes you feel like 100%. You're actually connected with the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Which brands need more than ever, to be honest.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And even in the security message, if it says, you know, happy farming or something, you know, OK, it might be a bit cringe, but it's going to get engagement.
It is, it is.
And then you're going to talk about it with your family, friends, colleagues.
Yeah.
And then they're going to start buying from the same place because they want that too.
Well, they feel they're genuine product. They feel safe.
Yeah.
They feel secure.
Yeah.
And it's a simple, as you say, a simple tape or label.
Yeah.
But it can do so much more.
It's doing a very big job.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, on the website, you've got some really good statistics. So the website is all the content and all the images. It's for our distributors to use, but it's written as if you're talking to the end user, which is absolutely crucial because then you can copy and paste without having to reinvent the wheel, let's say. We've done the hard work. We're trying to make it quicker and simpler to do business and get back to people and customers.
And more fun.
Yeah, and the whole idea is fun here.
Mm.
Yeah, the products do the job. They will secure your goods.
Yeah.
Okay, but how can we make it interesting to have a conversation? That's really the brief, isn't it?
Well, everybody needs a story.
Yeah.
And it does help because we have the stories because we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So if people need to be able to put forward a case study and discuss a specific application.
Yeah.
We've got that history.
Yeah, and it's just a case of, okay, share our global pool of knowledge on the website for everyone to
obviously
access.
Discreetly, we're not going to be sharing people's inside leg measurements.
No.
But it is a case of we can actually share a hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah.
We know this happened with Joe Bloggs.
Real world example. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the brief at the start of this year was to make tamper evidence sexy. And I think everyone that we've shown the new solutions to so far agrees.
I'm going to have to come with you.
So hopefully through this season three of the podcast and using the website and talking to me more, then we'll definitely sort of make everyone feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of this is to be for people that haven't seen you face to face.
Yeah,
I'm doing their part and you're going to tell them what they need to know.
So. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, so as I'm just working through the website on my phone at the same time. So it's optimized, of course, for computers and phones. But the idea is, copy and paste off the website and then choose your solution and work through our recommended solutions for that industry. So, okay, it's really hard to get new customers. It's absolutely fantastic if you're onboarding loads of new customers and you've got a fantastic pipeline. But it might not be as good as it used to be because life is hard work, work is hard work, and it's a lot harder to get a customer now than it used to be. So what we're trying to do is twist it a bit and actually strengthen and deepen the relationships with the customers that we've got and provide them with a whole solution. So rather than just selling them one thing and moving on, why don't we look at the whole supply chain, understand their problems, understand their needs, and give them a package solution.
The layered solutions.
Yeah, 100%. And that's all about, okay, not just selling one thing, but selling three things. But it's actually to make that company money.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're going to get to through this season. So a key example is, okay, if we are buying I don't know, some paracetamol, for example, anything that we buy as a consumer, it can be, it could be a filter for my tractor, or it could be paracetamol, it could be some makeup. It doesn't matter, you'll see a common theme, yeah? So I would always pay 30p, 50p more, yeah, for a tamper-evident label to be on it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see a sticker with security cuts in, and I don't want to see something with open void, particularly.
No.
I want to see something unique, because that can't be copied. So we don't want a label converter to be able to do it unless they're going to add a unique hologram or UV.
Yeah.
Again, layer up the security. We need to make sure that we've got something unique and, again, a bit more fun. So
yeah.
It can say security, of course it can, but it can also say enjoy your day.
Yeah.
You know, because either way, you know that you're the first in.
Yeah.
And, okay, as a consumer, if the option is to choose between a filter that may or may not be genuine or a genuine one, or makeup that may be counterfeit or not, anything that you use in an expensive piece of equipment or that touches your skin or to do with your life...
To be fair, anything.
It's crazy.
If I bought something, I want it to be what I bought.
Yeah, literally. And the risk is actually really high.
Yeah.
Because, okay, put something on your skin or consume something like a supplement and it's not, what happens? You come out in a rash or you have a bad reaction, you put it in your car or your tractor, what happens then? Like, does it overheat? Do you get another problem? If you put counterfeit seed on your field, what happens? You don't get any crop.
Or your fertilizer's
and then you don't get your pay.
Wrong. Yeah, the whole thing, potential.
The consequences, and this is a bit of our strapline now, is the risk worth it? And that's really the key to the whole message. But it's all about layers, and the consumer pays at the end of the day. The consumer always pays.
Yep.
That's life. But it doesn't matter paying if you think it's worth it and there's a perceived value. So, okay, we're going to pay 30p or 50p more to know that we've got the genuine product and that our tractor is safe or our seed is what we've bought. But then we're going to gain from that hugely, because then we're going to have crop growing in the field or a tractor that works.
I think the other point that we've recognised is a lot of the customers that we sell to as in distributors and then to end users, it's expensive. And they perceive what our solution is as expensive.
Yeah.
And it's not as cheap as a paper label stuck
on
it. You know,
and it's never going to be.
And we're not comparing ourselves to that. However, we're not as expensive as they expect us to be. And the customer will pay for it. So it's not a hidden cost. It's something they can be proud of and something they can shout about and say, we've taken the decision to ensure your safety is paramount, whether it's for personal use or business use or whatever.
Yeah.
It matters to us that you get what you've bought and that you're getting our product.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not...
For 30p, really it's chained down the sofa. You're not going to see it.
No.
If the company is buying, even when you buy from us and then put, a 50 or 70% margin on, which okay is attractive because we want people to be encouraged to sell more.
Obviously.
That's of course the whole idea here.
Yes, we are in business.
It's teamwork. But at that point, the company is still going to be able to put another 50% on. So it's just a profit centre to look good in front of their customers.
And as we said quite early on in this, obviously because my background is marketing, there are other budgets available.
Yeah.
So it isn't just, let's look at packaging, let's look at security, let's look at marketing. We know there's lots of opportunities here.
Yeah.
So we can use money from different pots occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, a business is just a team, and it's a case of looking at all the different components of the team
and
utilising.
As you said, the label can, do more than one thing.
Yeah.
So not only is it doing more than one thing in the way that we layer the security into the tamper evident to ensure that it maintains its level
integrity.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But it also can do more than one thing as opposed to just sealing a box.
Yeah, well, so sealing and securing it is absolutely the foundation. I mean, that's the norm for us.
Yeah.
And the reason we do customize labels and tapes from such low quantities is to give that access into the security world.
There's no point otherwise.
No.
So you buy them on Amazon, you don't want them.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Amazon, don't get me wrong.
We all love Amazon, but we don't want to be buying security products from there because it's not really secure.
No.
And I think really the message is if you want to save money, then just don't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to save money and make money, then I'd buy a unique tamper evident.
Absolutely.
From Tampertech specifically. But
I would agree.
Yeah.
I could be biased.
Yeah. But there isn't anyone else doing the layers of security and the offer and the whole package that we've got for the industries and the range that we've got and working through this story. And really what we're trying to build here is confidence in the story and the solution sale rather than... okay, this is an expensive roll of tape or labels, off you go.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's an absolute bargain for the job it's doing.
It
and
is.
It's absolutely crucial that we get that message across, isn't it?
So from the point of view of going through, obviously the website's got all the content on, as we know, for you're now looking at a product-specific label.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about specific products in this podcast as well so that people understand the sales points for those?
Yeah, and I think what we want to do is, okay, understand we've got all these specific products. This is how they work.
Yeah.
This is why we recommend these products.
Okay.
And then also just sort of, let's say, hammer home to an extent the message, the overarching message to give confidence in the whole story.
Right.
Because we don't want to just be, we're not selling a product, we're selling a solution. And it's not one, it's two, three, four.
Absolutely. So on this particular storyline then for agriculture, we're going to do the product sampling, we're going to do biosecurity, we're going to do genuine product, and we're going to do logistics, the packaging of the products to leave your farm or whatever.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so, and this is perfect because in agriculture, okay, you've got four key applications there that you wouldn't necessarily have thought of before, and they're all quite different, but they're all going to affect the brand or company that you're talking to, especially if they're involved in any level of movement of fertilizers, seeds, anything like that. So, I mean, it's just crazy, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, I remember when we first started looking at agriculture and we were asked to do the grain sampling.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a weird application immediately.
Like, what?
Well, yes. And I first of all, we had it from Australia, and it was somebody who's had bags of grain that had been bought, and they had got the sample bags, which is what we're doing now mostly, but they were actually having people cut the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
And they were taking the stuff out, putting the new stuff in, and then resealing the bottom of the bag.
I mean, it's amazing.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, literally the applications are so strange that you don't, unless you're in this sector, you don't get.
Yeah, and unless you're a criminal, really. Like, it's quite hard to think of these.
It is, it is.
To tamper.
It is. I mean, I spend most of my time with my mouth open, but really. However, you know, we were then putting tamper-evident tape across the bottom of the bag, as well as the sealing of the top.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, that's quite, so that's why we ended up doing the tape as well as the labels.
Yes.
Because otherwise, the tape is far too big for grain sampling.
Yeah.
But now, for example, we've just come back from a nice holiday, and the tea sampling that they do there,
they
put them in boxes and they have labels and tapes around
those.
Yeah,
when I opened the tea, holiday present, when I opened it, it had the security label on. Yeah.
And they're really into it, but they have auctions around the world and they have to send their tea samples into these auction houses because people have to taste the tea because they can't guarantee. It isn't a case of what colour is it, what they have to taste
the environment.
Exactly.
And
and then they offer on that, on the auction, they offer on the tea that they've had. So they have to make sure that that box of tea
really does
sample is the same as that pile of tea that they've got on pallets in the factory.
And this is super important because, okay, there's a few things here. You wouldn't have ever thought of tea. When we talk about agriculture, you don't go to tea. You go to oats and beans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Agriculture is all our food, funnily enough.
Absolutely.
And, okay.
Was it farm to fork or fork?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Field, field to
field
fork.
Field to fork.
That's the one.
And it's just, it's so vast.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, I'm sure we all agree it's probably the most important industry we have.
Oh, definitely.
Worldwide.
Definitely.
And so therefore we need to look after it properly. And on the other hand, you wouldn't then think, okay, how do we ship tea? Well, somehow it's going on a pallet.
Yep.
So you wouldn't have ever got to tea, and then you wouldn't get from securing the tea in little in its little sales pouches, let's say, into cartons, onto pallets, to ship across the world.
And it's global. I mean, there's so few countries that make it.
Yeah.
But the auction houses, there's only five auction houses in the world.
Wow.
And so all the tea around that is grown, even the tea that's grown in England, and I think they're doing it in Devon now.
Okay.
I think it was the Isle of Wight, it's Jersey, somewhere
we'll
nice.
Have to Google it,
somewhere lovely. They have to send it to the auction houses as well.
Yeah.
So global business sending these little samples of tea, which all have to be secured to ensure that they're safe and sound when they arrive there.
Does it match what I'm actually going to
exactly.
pay for? Yeah. So, I mean, of course, the first is about grain pouches sampling pouches. we get distracted. It's very exciting. So sampling pouches. So that can be either a pre-provided sampling pouch that you write on, or...
Oh, yes, because your label now does the... You can complete
exactly,
on it, can't you?
Yeah.
So it does both things.
So it can just be... Now it can just be a clear plastic bag. Like, a lot of the tea samples are in just those clear pouches with the, like, a Ziploc, effectively.
Yeah.
okay, well, it's great, but you have absolutely no idea what it links to. So this label is to be able to integrate into whether it's a pre-printed, let's say, quite posh, upmarket, upgraded grain sampling or seed sampling, fertilizer sampling bag, or tea samples, any type of sample that you haven't got, let's say, an upgraded bag, you've just got food hygiene rated pouches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the labels come on a roll. Yeah. You can choose, you can have it as a linerless label, comes off the roll without a liner, and you perforate it and stick it on, or it's on a liner and then you throw the liner in the bin when you're done.
Just going back to the tea, for example.
Yeah.
Having been around the factory tour. The tea is put in a bag. Then it's put in a tin, and then the tin is sealed with a number written on it,
yeah.
So that and it's literally tea and then a number. So you could provide them with a consecutive numbering system, they're not having to handwrite all these things.
Yeah,
so you could take a job out for them, and then when they take the label off the tin, it could say them where it's come from.
Yeah.
So the plantation gets recognised at that point as well. So it's just another level all the way through.
Yeah, because time equals money. So anytime we've got someone writing, we've got human error, which we
potential
all know.
Potential is
huge. Yeah. And then if you want, this pouch of tea is number 100, well, what's in the boxes, the inside item, and then the top level of packaging is as well.
Yeah.
So we have three consecutive numbers for 100.
Yeah.
And then after that, we go up a digit, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now we can have prefixes and suffixes to, again, add that layer of security.
Yeah.
We can change the font of the numbering, so it doesn't look like everyone else's numbers.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like a Word document. You can choose the font completely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd have such fun with that. Do like choosing a new font.
Yeah. Funny. And then, perfect example, we'll put the plantation in, which will be revealed, and then you can have a QR code that you can either see from the top saying, scan me to see, the journey of your tea.
Yeah.
So you've got real engagement in the brand story then. So, we've secured it and we've moved on. That's our job.
Yeah.
What else are we doing? We're getting more engagement in the story. We're creating conversation, which as a brand, word of mouth and reputation conversation is all you can ever hope for, to be honest. It's far more powerful than advertising or any other method, I'd say. And the QR code, let's say it reveals on peel and reveal, it reveals on the peel, and then it links to a special landing page on the website.
Yeah.
You can absolutely track that whoever's scanned it, and then you can engage with them further because they're engaging. And if you got a tea and then you peel it and you can see, this is the story, that's the sort of stuff you talk about over dinner.
So not only are we actually managing the samples, which is a standard thing that is done in everybody's world at this point in time, we're taking it to another level.
Yeah, in one solution.
In one solution.
That's the key. So it's a case of, what you'd normally do is have a normal sticker, and have some cool print on it that tries to tell your brand story and engage you in the story of the brand, and then you'd have the security sort of as
a
separate part.
It's a very competitive market now, you see, so you do need to take these opportunities where you can.
Yeah, 100%.
And look more professional wherever you can.
Yeah, and it's really important. We need to make these products start conversation, and by feeling looked after is a really good foundation for a conversation about your brand, whether it's tea or fertilizer. It's a positive start, isn't it? And that's really what you need, rather than, I received my box, it was half opened, I don't know what's in it, and I'm
I don't know where it's come from.
Yeah, I'm going to have a cup of tea and I'm going to hope for the best.
Absolutely. So from just on a level that I know a lot of people are not altogether aware of, you can have a lot of different colours as well.
Yes.
So it isn't just what the label is doing, you can choose how it looks in every way.
Totally, yeah. So when we say personalised, we really mean personalised. So, you can choose the colours. So we have a standard colour range for permanent and non-residue. So they're up on the website. So FAQs and then have a look. And then from there, we can also do, of course, unique Pantones. I mean, it does cost more. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't, but it does add a level
of
security.
But we have done some metallic ones as well. We've got some shiny ones.
Yeah, we've got some really fun stuff, to be honest. And you can have it really bright. You can have it dull. You can totally choose.
Yeah.
But I mean, we do have, I think the standard colour selection is over 45 or 50 colours. So you have a pretty good lot to go at. It's not like choose from five.
No.
And then from there, we're printing in black for free on labels.
Yeah.
And then on tape, sort of separate point is when you customise the surface of the tape, which is something that other manufacturers can do. It's not the easiest, but they can do it. But we're customising the security message for free.
Yeah.
So we're adding a complete security in the package, for partnership, yeah, teamwork, to make a unique product. And that's not something that other people can do easily and quickly.
No.
From 60 roles.
No.
Like, it's a no-brainer. We also don't charge extra for subsurface numbers, barcodes, QR codes, perforations. We don't change the price between paper and filmic products because we're trying to keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, again, life is hard enough. We're trying to have some fun with these products that are really so clever and they're really exciting.
They are.
And, okay, why don't we just focus on the fun, exciting bits rather than getting bogged down in how much a print plate is?
Also, for food, I think it's important to mention here as well that the permanent labels, when we're left behind, it's a dry...
Yes.
Feel.
Yeah.
So there's no adhesive left on your fingers, there's no adhesive
Absolutely.
On the label, there's no adhesive on the film that's removed.
Yeah.
You're literally dealing with dry two parts.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's crucial that to understand, okay, the paper is FSC approved. It's, of course, it's fully recyclable. And then with the film, it's got recycled content in it. We can increase it, but it does increase the price. So it's up to 30%, okay? It's also fully recyclable. So it doesn't matter which direction you go. Of course, there's pros and cons of different materials.
Absolutely.
Which is a completely separate discussion.
Absolutely.
But you've got an option. And the reason we developed the paper range was to get people's foot in the door.
Yeah.
And then from there, you've got opportunities for conversation.
Yeah.
Generally, our advice is match materials. So if you've got a paper bag, then you use a paper
label.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, and if you've got plastic pallet wrap, then use a plastic roll because it's all going to be recycled together.
Yes.
So there's no point mixing it up.
No.
Because one of the big problems is having mixed type of plastics in recycling and trying to separate them to actually do something useful. So we don't need to make that problem any bigger, really. So, yeah, so I think that's sampling.
I think we've done our product samples.
Yeah. So the permanent products also work down below. We have applications in down below minus 80 degrees.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, yeah, frozen
so
and cold chain.
Hot,
yeah.
Only worried about the
We're
heat.
We're used to the cold here. Funny. So we'll flick over to biosecurity.
Yeah.
And again, just on the website, just press back and then just choose the next icon. It's super easy to use. I mean, also...
This is one of my favourite pictures on the website, though, to be fair.
It's very cute, actually.
It's very cute. It's a little cat. And their nose is looking nosy.
And also, you can translate this into whatever language. And I think that's really important. So, okay, that's great. That if you're in another country and you speak English, thank God, number one. But number two, that's your customers might not. So you can translate it and then use the copy and paste and use the content as yours again. So.
The biosecurity thing really came about, obviously my experience is different to yours on this, but it's we had a lot of foot and mouth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your experience is COVID. And it's the same. You need to have the place shut down. You need to have the place secure. And it needs to be easy for people to be able to manage.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of time, these products are actually complementary. So in some cases, of course, like fire doors in supermarkets, you'll see a lot of pull-tight seals, which is great. We also have a label for that.
Yeah.
And so like when you go on a cruise ship, for example, and this happened a lot in COVID, okay, if someone had COVID, you go in your room and you stay in your room and please don't share it with the ship. And if it's been cleaned, they put a label on it to show it's been cleaned. And it's the same message.
Yeah.
If you need to lock a space down to make sure it's safe and clean, then you can use a label because it's single use, as in you can't get in without demonstrating that it's been tampered. But you can also write and sign on it the date and time.
Yes.
And also then with the receipt tab, you can then match that number with your paperwork.
Yeah.
So everything is always talking to each other, let's say.
It's good because when people have tested a room, they sanitised a room.
Yeah.
There's no question. Because once the room's sealed with a simple... I think the product we're supplying here is the non-residue label with the security cuts.
That's right, yeah.
So it's very easy to open.
Yeah.
But it's also very easy to remove and not damaging any surfaces.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter, like, if you take the approach of just, like we would, push the door handle down and open the door, the label will snap in two.
Yeah.
Or if you want to play with the label and pull it, then, of course, it will reveal the security message.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this has been a big industry. I think it's getting a lot bigger.
Yes.
Again, it wasn't something initially. The sampling is definitely sort of the biggest focus, let's say, in the agricultural area. And then this is an area that's building in risk because counterfeit globally and theft and tampering is increasing as people get more desperate.
Yeah. Yeah. But the keeping a place clean and sanitized, especially for the smaller businesses as well, but the smaller businesses that are, you know, doing diversification on their farms,
yeah,
they have a lot of health and safety standards that they have to reach.
Yeah, I mean, some of those forms are impressive.
They are. And you have to promise so many levels of security and so much level yeah. of sanitisation.
Which is not easy for a
small really company. Isn't. So these yeah. labels, again, just protect them from people being stupid in their spaces.
Yeah.
Really.
Totally, yeah. And everyone
and it's
can
reassuring
use
for the consumer.
Yeah, it's reassuring. Everyone can use them. It's super quick. It's really easy.
Again, they can have numbers on them.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. It's just to build the solution around
really
the business,
is.
Isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
And when we're doing, you know, from 1,000 labels, when you're doing free customization in terms of logos and messaging, then it's a case of that's just to try it. After that, of course, we want to scale. And if we're accessible, then we can scale together.
Yes.
And again, you're going to deepen relationships with this method rather than turning around saying, well, you need 100,000 labels.
Absolutely, which is just prohibitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when you're not quite sure what it's going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, really, these products should sell themselves when people start using them because they should experience a cost saving or experience
yes.
a benefit. So if we can make it accessible and it's quite a low cost test, and then they start realizing, well, they're saving money. And then if they integrate the QR codes and the marketing story, then they can make money. Also, their staff at work are happier because they're not having to process so many problems, complaints, returns. It's quite a big picture that you're building, to
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah, and it's stopping people having to repeat the same job.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great because nobody likes doing that.
No, it's boring for everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the next product we've got is anti-counterfeit. So
okay.
that's for our genuine parts.
Yeah.
So genuine parts is sort of a separate industry on its own, but it fits into aviation, it fits into agriculture, it fits into cosmetics.
Well, as we said earlier, the equipment
yeah.
is so expensive.
Yeah.
Everybody's always looking to
be sneaky.
Cut a corner if they can and stay safe. But I mean, the machinery is expensive.
Yeah.
And it does break down because they use it. It's hard working machinery.
Yeah. I mean, these filters, I mean, what they do is they run a load of filters and they put them in the boxes they're supposed to go in, the branded boxes. And then they run another load of filters that go on the black market to be
right.
sold at half the price. And how do you manage that? You've
yeah.
given the company to manufacture them, all the details of what you need. So it's super easy for them.
Yeah.
You know, how do you manage it? Well, you manage it by when it goes in a box, you put a security label on. And
you control how many security labels you've
exactly.
supplied to this company.
And you know what numbers they are. You can trace
yeah.
them. You can track them. So they can't then copy the label.
So this is something, you just take a moment here then, because we talk about security labels.
Yeah.
And you're talking about you can't copy them.
Yeah.
So in one label, for example, what are your options?
Okay, so I think the most important thing for not copying is let's have some subsurface information.
Okay.
Let's have a barcode because
so
no one else can do it.
So the subsurface is what gets left on the packaging.
Yeah, so we're printing underneath and it's been left on the surface. It's
right.
absolutely permanent. So that means, of course, you can't get it off. Yeah. And you can see it and scan it from the top, and then when you pull it, whatever's left behind.
Perfect.
So you can access the data, let's say.
And that
say.
Is called subsurface.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make it individual
yeah.
to a customer at this stage, that is your secret weapon, really.
Totally, yeah. I mean, if we want to, I mean, I would always recommend a subsurface barcode and or QR code with a number.
Okay.
Yeah, and a hidden UV print.
Oh, I like
yeah.
those, the black light ones.
Yeah, yeah. And it again, it's super quick to check because all you need is a big torch. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's also something different. So it's not easy to copy.
Yeah.
It's a very clever ink. It's a clever way of looking at security. And unless you know it's there, you wouldn't know.
Yep.
So whereas if you have, I don't know, something like a hologram or something different, you can see it to copy it.
Yeah.
But if you can't see it, you can't
copy
it.
So you could also use like a thermochromic ink in this.
Totally,
because
yeah.
that again, is changes with thermo.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, from white to black, and
yeah.
it's activated by heat.
And you can have those irreversible and reversible.
Yeah, you can choose. We generally use irreversible
yeah.
because
we like people to see when people have done
yeah,
things.
Yeah, totally. And it's good for solvent attack and things
yeah.
like that. But yeah, I mean, to build a secure solution, okay, pick your colour. It doesn't need to be a custom Pantone because people can mix custom Pantone inks.
Yes.
But we want a subsurface number, barcode or QR code. Or and. It doesn't need to be one or the other. Yeah, we want custom print on the top and in the void message,
okay.
the security message that's left behind. And then we want to add a UV print, wavy line, or in the logo, or a message saying, please
oh,
leave
yes.
me alone.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it can be something fun again. And so we've got a security product that's really secure, and then we're backlinking into our marketing story, yeah. word of mouth, customer journey. So on the same hand as that, okay, we can change the design every 3 months.
Yeah.
So if someone is trying to copy the label, which they're really going to struggle, then they're really going to go and pick on something else at this point, like yes. number one. But if they did, yeah, we did it for a well-known brand and we changed the design very, very slightly, yeah, just in an intricate part of the void, that it would be very difficult to know unless you know.
Yes.
And then, okay, well, it can't be copied because we're always ahead of the curve.
Yes.
So we changed the colour and we changed just a secret little bit in the void message, and we're always ahead of the criminals, simply.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's how you're going to make the most secure product.
So part of the initial conversation is we do the security audit.
Yeah.
And that's when people explain how and where their products are used, how they ship them, what they do with them.
Yeah.
And therefore, we can suggest at that stage, either with the customer or with the end user,
yeah.
How the security features could be beneficial to them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, once we've understood the problem, yeah. of course, then we can make best recommendation. So the idea is, I mean, we often go in with our distributors as a technical support team to really understand.
White label.
Yeah, rather than, which you can see all over our website. I mean, there's none of us on it. It's a case of copy and paste. We haven't secretly slipped in Tampatech. You know, it's a case of use it as yours. And we want to go in and, rather than play Chinese whispers, understand the problem so we can quickly recommend a solution.
And then when we test things, we like things to be actually be tested.
Yeah, not on the desk.
Not on the desk.
This is not a good location to test
this
the label.
This is not a tractor engine part.
Yeah.
This is not an aircraft door. It has to be where it's going to get used.
Totally. And I mean, preferably, you know, if it's a filter box or a carton or some pallet wrap, a grain sampling bag. I mean, all these things. Yeah. A lot of applications you can actually send to us and we'll test. And it's obviously easy because we've, of course, got all our materials already. And rather than sending you samples or sending them a plain cover to your customer to try, which is a little bit annoying, to be honest, because if it doesn't work, you feel a bit negative, even though it might be fine, because the next one will.
Yeah.
You've already gone
through
a journey.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas if we can just have the product, test them,
we'll
and then
give you a solution.
Yeah.
Perfect.
To tick box, everyone can move on. It's perfect like this. So I think it's important to understand, like, that's how we work as well. So, and then I think, to wrap up the agriculture and the intro to season three is our palette tape, which we will talk about a lot during this season.
Well, it is exciting, isn't
it?
Oh,
it's
because we've been doing it for years and now everybody's buying it.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting.
Yeah, so I mean, we had some play with it. What we've done is simply tailor it to the application.
Absolutely.
More. So we always did a 27 millimeter or 30 millimeter wide tape. You don't need any more because it's not closing, you know, a gap like a box. It doesn't need anything else. And then what we've changed it to is 15 meters on a roll. So you no longer have to cut the tape, okay? You have one roll, one pallet, you go round four times and once over the top and you're done. So also you have a white dry peel. So that's the bit that's left down, meaning it doesn't matter if you use clear or black pallet wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you have, which you should have, a barcode and or a QR code, you can scan it at any point.
Yes.
So not only is your pallet secure, because even if you were trying to take the pallet wrap off the top of the pallet like a hat, you can't put it back on because the tape is gripped around it, the shrink wrap, and of course it goes like this. So you can't get it back on no matter what
you
try.
Nobody can sneak a box out of there.
Yeah. And when the tape, of course, voids or if it's cut, the unique numbering on the tape means that that pallet is only ever that pallet.
Yeah.
You can't pretend it's something else. This isn't a solution that you can buy from anywhere. You know, there's so many layers of security in something that looks so simple.
Yeah.
And you've got a roll that, I mean, you're going to sell it for a fantastic margin, but it's really important. You look at this small roll and you think, okay, well, that, for a roll of tape, that's quite expensive. But compared to the value of goods on the pallet, it's really cheap.
Also, the thing I think is so clever about this is it helps speed through customs.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Because it's like a fast track.
It is.
Like paying for fast track.
It literally is.
Yeah. I mean, we had this question actually yesterday, and it was like, okay, can we get through customs quicker? Customs checks are getting more frequent and more difficult. And this is really important in the pet food industry, which links back into food, fertilisers.
Well, absolutely. Agriculture is on the same page.
Yeah. And they have this problem where everything is getting stopped. Like, it's an absolute pain. So all they do is apply a roll of the pallet tape to the pallet. You don't need training.
No.
So it's really quick and easy.
Although we do have a standard operating procedure for the application.
And the video is on the website.
It is.
Again, super quick and easy. It's really accessible and it's fun to watch.
So if you need to tell somebody how this works and they're not understanding, you'll go around four times and over the top. Watch the video.
Yeah, it's like what was like 90 seconds or something and it's done. That's a good training session if you ask me.
So
you've got a unique security product. With the barcode, the whole idea here is that, of course, it's linked to the number, and at that point you can scan it into your business ERP system.
Yeah.
So what we see a lot is people print off like a piece of paper with a barcode on or a number, and then they stick it to the pallet. Well, one, I can take it off. And two,
stick it onto another pallet. Completely confuses the system.
Yeah, I can also use my printer. So this is not security. Whereas when it's integrated into the product, it's on every angle of the pallet, so you can scan it super quick. And also, of course, it's really unique to the pallet. And you haven't got any of that human error issue. So, I mean, it's a fantastic solution. I think it's really,
it really
great.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's swift, it's quick to use, and it speeds up the process.
Yeah, yeah. And because, again, it's really quick, so if you say, I mean, I think you can wrap a pallet with this tape. I think the tape application process takes, I mean, if you were doing it slowly, it would take 30 seconds, yeah? So even if you took 1 minute, yeah, to secure, let's say your pallet had a minimum of £1,000 on, but realistically it's gonna be probably more like three, four, five, and in some cases, £15,000, $20,000, euros,
yeah?
For a minute?
Yeah.
It should be a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
And again, so because this is a smaller product, the minimum order quantity is 120 rolls. So this is the exception to the rule, if you like, of the 60 roll minimum. But again, it's a really low cost test.
Yeah. And
so, I mean, the customer, when you put a nice, good margin on, then the customer is going to be spending, you know, no more than between £1,700 and £2,000, yeah, to secure 120 pallets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if they were £1,000 each, that's £120,000 worth of goods that you're securing for £2,000, say.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, that's a no-brainer anyway. But also, once they've done that, they're also going to see that their losses take a dive. So they might not need all the people in loss prevention, or the people in loss prevention can go and do a more positive role within the business.
You're not going to get as many customer complaints. You're not going to get...
And at that point, because we've reduced the complaints, which you'd never think, oh, how this tape reduces complaints. Like, you wouldn't get to that point, would you?
No.
And you do need to understand that's the story part, isn't it?
Yes.
And, okay, we've reduced complaints, so now as a customer, I'm going to buy again, because that was super easy.
Yeah.
Got through customs, like, in half the time that my other one did.
Yes, the obvious cost is packaging.
Yeah.
And security.
Yeah.
But the benefits are reduced losses, reduced negativity, and improved relationships with customers.
And it can't be bought, really. I mean, it's genius.
Of course it is. We make it.
Yeah, so I mean, the pallet tape is a fantastic solution. And I always say, if you're not sure where to start when you're talking to a current customer or current contact about these solutions and the layered approach and selling them more than one thing, because you need to protect the whole chain for them, which is going to, of course, accentuate the benefits, let's say.
Yes.
Then start at the pallet tape, because it's a very good place to start. It's very simple. It's nice to explain.
And everybody understands pallets.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like common ground.
And when you get down to individual cartons, especially if you're for retail, it's a lot different, because now you're getting involved with the packaging design and everything else.
Yeah, and you probably need to start talking about automation. So all of our products are designed for automation, just as to be absolutely clear.
Of course, yes.
We understand that to start with, you might not be there, but just know that it can go there. So you can have confidence in the whole journey, let's say. But it's like, building an outfit, you have some favourite shoes, you choose them and you work back, or if you have a favourite jumper, and it's the same. Okay, let's start with the pallet tape, or let's start with the item and build either way.
Yeah.
And just build a picture, and it also builds your confidence.
It gives you a story to talk, it gives you an arc, as they say, to talk to the customer about,
and
makes the meeting flow.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's fantastic, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, summary is, please use the website. Agriculture has far more potential in terms of tamper evidence security than we could have probably imagined 2 years ago.
Yes.
When we talk about the solutions, we're going to work through different applications and recommended ones. Of course, everything from there can be tailored, and hopefully it triggers more ideas. And again, we'll build on the website and, add as we go, really.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Refer back to the website. Any questions, just get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for listening. See you soon.
Cheers.